Audio Boom fans, all one word here. Hello, it's Thursday the 30th of July 2015. I've been having this debate in my mind with myself about digital music. I have in my possession probably in the region of about 700 CDs to 1,000 CDs that I've bought or been given over the years. I've ripped about, I don't know, maybe 300 to 400 onto the computer, into iTunes. And a few years ago, Apple brought out this paid subscription service called iTunes in the cloud, and what that basically is any music that you have on your computer, they will, if it's in the Apple Music library, they will enable their digital download for your use if you subscribe. So if you subscribe, they'll take your entire library, upload the library, and they and download the Apple Music Library version. And with that, you will have the track in your iTunes library, brackets, cloud, forever. So it's a pretty good thing. The downside, of course, is if you stop subscribing to iTunes in the cloud, they'll take the music off you. So what was yours once over shortly becomes not yours. So good things and bad things about that is I could borrow a CD from you, rip it to my computer, it uploads the tracks and downloads the Apple Music Library version of it. And then that track or those tracks are in your iTunes in the cloud forever, so long as you keep paying for iTunes in the cloud, which is £25 a year. And the bad things, of course, is, well, as I've mentioned there, if you don't pay for it, then you lose it. It's as simple as that. It'll take it off your computer. But you get fair warning, to be honest. So the dilemma that I've been having very recently is I was in my garage, and when we were tidying up, I realised that those two really, really heavy boxes contained about 600 CDs. So I took out a bag out of one of the boxes, a bag of CDs, and I thought, I'm going to rip these to the computer. And as I dumped the bag down at my computer desk, I thought, as I looked at the top selection of CDs, I thought, let's just have a quick look on Apple Music, which has just been released fairly recently, and they've allowed everyone to have 3 months subscription for free. And I typed in, a random selection of songs from a random selection of those CDs that were lying on the top of the bag, and Apple Music had all of the tracks, which means, and meant rather, that I could stream them for free. And download them, and download those for offline listening or use. Listening. You can't use the tracks. Due to copyright, of course. So, here is a dilemma. Do I rip the CDs, knowing that Apple Music has probably got 99.9% of those tracks in the library? And I see this. I say this with an eye cocked on the fact that I actually like Apple Music. I used to be a Spotify subscriber, premium subscriber, whatever it was, for about a year, until I got sick of the fact that their library wasn't that wide, wasn't that big. It wasn't as diverse as I wanted it to be. And with Apple Music, every single track that I personally have wanted to listen to, from a range of genres, from 50s up to present day, Apple Music has had and has got all of the tracks that I want to listen to. Okay, so if I'm in an area that doesn't have an internet connection, then I can't stream the music. You know, I can't suddenly decide I want to listen to this particular track and I can't connect to Apple Music to listen to it because there's no telephone internet signal. Obviously, you can download the tracks for offline listening, but what if you decide upon impulse that you want to listen to Black Magic Woman by Santana or Soul Sacrifice by Santana, like I have recently, and I haven't had an internet connection, or it's been so weak that I couldn't stream the music. So there is the issue. Of course, dear listeners, you might also be saying, but you can't have all of your music library on your device permanently. And yes, you're quite right. Well, the other thing with iTunes in the cloud, of course, is that your entire music library, as in your personal music library, can be streamed through the cloud. So there's two ways of streaming all of your music, through Apple Music or iTunes in the cloud. But someone like me sometimes likes the music to be on the device permanently, or until I decide to delete it. So it's there all the time, and I don't need to stream it. I don't need an internet connection, and quite frequently I hit that airplane mode button. So should I do it or should I not? I think I should, because there's got to be a few tracks there that the Apple Music Library won't have, I'm sure. Anyway, Amazon released their music, online music streaming service, a couple of days ago. I'm an Amazon Prime member, and we have been in this household for about 6 years. We use Amazon a lot. I like Amazon, but I'm also very aware of how they deal with their warehouse staff. They're very, very harsh, and you can be sacked very easily if you don't make your quota of picking items, you know. So you select, you know, you fill your shopping basket up online, and then a man at the other end in a warehouse has got to go around the warehouse getting the items off the shelves for you. And if Amazon aren't happy with the speed at which you're doing it, then you get sacked. So I'm very aware of that. I'm very, very aware of that. But I do like Amazon, and I do like the fact that I can have the items that I choose the next day at a very discounted rate or a cheaper rate. I'm also mindful of the fact that by buying from the shop and giant Amazon, that it puts a lot of people out of business. And I do also like to shop locally in shops, you know, owned and run by sole traders. And sometimes I do decide to spend twice the amount on the item when I know I can get it for much cheaper off Amazon, but sometimes I do decide to support local sole traders. Anyway, my point is this. Amazon's streaming music service is free to Amazon Prime members. It's very similar to their TV streaming, film streaming service, whereby Amazon Prime members have a greater benefit over those who are not Amazon Prime members. The difference between the two is that all of the music is free to Amazon Prime members, whereas the film streaming service, Amazon Prime members have benefits over those who are not members, but still sometimes you have to, if you really want to, everyone has to rent or everyone has to buy a certain film. It's not streamed for free, or at least it's not streamed for free to Amazon Prime members. So, in a word, the Amazon Prime music is free to Amazon Prime members. The problem with Amazon Prime Music is that the library is absolutely tiny. It's ridiculous. I typed the name of a very, very famous band in, and it brought up only the latest album. Quite a few. I was quite disgusted by that. I typed in a few other names, and I was really surprised to see that they didn't actually have any music for that band at all. And I was actually really, really shocked. The app, I personally think, is very, very similar to the Apple Music app. Very, very similar in functionality and the way that it looks. It works exactly the same way as Apple Music, so you can stream just like generally all music streaming services. You can stream and listen on the go, or you can download it for offline use so long as you're a member or a paid member. But I was just a bit shocked. I was a Spotify member, and then I decided I wasn't going to pay them any more money because they didn't provide enough music for my liking. And that is the same with Amazon Prime. They don't provide enough music. I think if you're going to launch something that's got to take on something as popular as Spotify, or as brand new and as huge as Apple Music, then you have to have a massive library, and you have to do something diverse. You have to do something that's different. And I don't think Amazon Prime Music does, or Amazon Music, whatever they call it. And so I was a little bit disappointed. I wanted them to bring something up, but it just doesn't. It's very lackluster, I think is the best phrase. So I think I'll go now, cajole my children to get into the car so we can go and walk around in the fresh air around a nature reserve. And perhaps take some big camera pictures, as Harry calls them. Thanks for listening. See you later.
All one word.
All one word.
Out.
One word.
Out.
One word.
Out.
One word.
Out.